both of you, husband and wife, Maam unto me, Putra Bhavena, as your son, Brahma Bhavena, knowing that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Cha and Asakrita constantly Chintayantau. Dealing with love and affection. Yasseta shall both obtain Matgatim, my supreme abode, Param, which is transcendental, beyond this material world. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, S. C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Both of you, husband and wife, constantly think of me as your son, but always know that I am the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By thus thinking of me constantly with love and affection, you will achieve the highest perfection, returning home back to Godhead. Purpose. This instruction by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to his father and mother, who are eternally connected with him, is especially intended for person eager to return home back to Godhead. One should never think of the Supreme Personality of Godhead as an ordinary human being, as a non-devotee do. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, personally appeared and left his instruction for the benefit of all human society. But fools and rascals unfortunately think of him as an ordinary human being and twist the instruction of Bhagavad Gita for the satisfaction of their senses. Practically everyone commenting on Bhagavad Gita interprets it for sense gratification. It has become especially fashionable for modern scholars and politicians to interpret Bhagavad Gita as if it were something fictitious. And by their wrong interpretation, they are spoiling their own careers and the careers of others. The Krishna consciousness movement, however, is fighting against this principle of regarding Krishna as the fictitious person and of accepting that there was no battle of Kurukshetra, that everything is symbolic and that nothing in Bhagavad Gita is true. In any case, if one truly wants to be successful, one can do so by reading the text of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu especially stressed the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, Jare dekha tare kaha Krishna upadesh. If one wants to achieve the highest success in life, one must accept Bhagavad Gita as it was spoken by the Supreme Lord. By accepting Bhagavad Gita in this way, all of human society can become perfect and happy. It is to be noted that because Vasudev and Devaki would be separated from Krishna when he was carried to Gokula, the residence of Nanda Maharaj, the Lord personally instructed them that they should always think of him as their son, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. that would keep them in touch with him. After 11 years, the Lord would return to Mathura to be their son, and therefore there are no question of separation. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanasalakaya Chakshujinimilitam Dena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Bhutair Mahadevi Aima Puro Vibho Nirmaya Sete Adamusu Purusam Bhukte Guran Sodasa Sodasatmakam Sholam Krishistam Bhagavan Bachamsime Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Itadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kriva Sindhuvayemacha Padidanam Pamanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishvanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Dinamine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya
Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. We are very fortunate to be here in Shridham Mayapur to obtain the mercy of Lord Gauranga. And I am even more fortunate that I have an opportunity to speak Krishna Bhagavatam, because you get one benefit, that's a hearing. I get two benefits by speaking and hearing. So I am more fortunate that way. Well, and over and over, we are hearing from 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam as Nirodha. There are 9 sections, there are 10 altogether sections of Srimad Bhagavatam. Atra sarga visargascha sthanam poshana utaya manamantar isanu katha Nirodha ukti asraya. So Nirodha is 10th canto. Nirodha means complete satisfaction. Just like if you have eaten up to here and somebody may bring a big plate of Mahaprasad, will you feel like eating? You are satisfied. So if anybody who will understand Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then he is satisfied. And the goal of our life is to hear about Krishna. And then our life will be satisfied. Nothing in this material world can satisfy us. Only hearing about Harikatha can satisfy us. That hearing had to be done from pure devotee of the Lord. There are 3 kind of knowledge. One is acquired knowledge, other is realized knowledge, and third one is revealed knowledge. So acquired knowledge means reading so many books, hearing from this one, that one, now at Google search. So you may acquire so many knowledge, but you will not have that feeling. Even somebody can do PhD on Jiva Goswami work, but he will not have that feeling what Jiva Goswami has for Krishna. That you call acquire knowledge. You may get Gyan, the knowledge, but Gyan itself is not enough. Somebody hungry and he may have Gyan of rice, dal, sabji, chapati. That's not enough. He had to have food. So that you call Vigyan. And that comes only if we hear from a realized person. So acquire knowledge, realize knowledge. Realize means one who had done. We can say chant and be happy. That's acquire knowledge. But somebody chanting and saying chant and be happy, that is realized knowledge. So we were trained up from very beginning. Like I was bhak director in Juhu in 1870s. So we got so many qualified boys, they're joining. And my way of training them was, Prabhu, you got a lot of garbage in your head, so you got to clear it up. And how to clear it? Clean bathroom and toilet. Wash the pot. Come and cut vegetable. So in this way, study Bhagavatam. Go to class, hear Bhagavatam class, hear Bhagavad Gita class, chant and dance. So if somebody does this thing and tells, that is realized knowledge. So all the devotee of Krishna consciousness moment, one who had done this thing and one who is doing this thing, their speech or their talk is realized, their knowledge is realized knowledge. And then they reveal knowledge. Like Srila Prabhupada, Sat Goswami, their knowledge is revealed knowledge. Krishna is dictating, Krishna is speaking. So that knowledge is revealed knowledge. So Srila Prabhupada books are revealed knowledge. Even we read Bhagavatam, so we are getting revealed knowledge. Prabhupada books are not ordinary books. Therefore, we should study only Prabhupada books. Everything there in Prabhupada books. There is aparusaya, and we should distribute it. And then we will be directly in touch with revealed knowledge. So anyway, this 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam is Nirodha. Or full satisfaction here from. Now 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam has 6 section. Sorry, 5 section. Pancha prakarana atra chaturbhi janma satpate astabhinsati bhi purvatamaswad brajodhiti. So there are 5 section. First section is called Janm Prakaran or Janm section or birth. So this has 4 chapter in birth section. And then Tamasik, that is in Braj especially. And there are 28 chapter describes about Tamasik Prakaran or Tamasik section starting from killing of Putna. So all the demons who were in mood of ignorance, they were killed by Krishna. And then Rajasi, that is Mathura Leela and Dwarika Leela. Rajasi is also 28th chapter. And then Sattvic Prakaran, that has 21 chapter. And then Guna Prakaran, that has 6 chapter. This way there are 90 chapter, but there are 4 chapter which is not from you know, from previous kalpa. Anyway, so we are this chapter, third chapter of Bhagavatam of 10th canto is part of Janma Prakaran. This third canto describes, I mean, this all four chapter has four different subject matter. First one is called Hetu. Hetu means the cause. What is the cause of Krishna's appearance? Second is called Udam, the planning of appearance. And third is Savikaranam, or Krishna appearing. And fourth is Kapatai, or cheating. He appear in Mathura in four arms, and he converted himself in two arms and went to Gokul. So these are the four subject matter described in the fourth chapter. This particular chapter, third chapter, is very important. This is the real Janma Prakaran or Prakatya or Savikaranam. Now there are six sections in this third chapter of 10th canto of Bhagavatam. Jananam, Varananam, Astotram, Santanam, Gamanam cha, Sadvidho Bhagavan Atra, Titriyebhi Nirupyate. Janana, the appearance of the Lord, it described in 8 slokas, starting from 1st sloka of this canto and this chapter, sorry. Ata sara guna peta kala param sobhanam. So the 8 slokas describes about janana. And then 4 sloka describes about varananam, the beauty of the Lord, how was, you know, the Lord looking, how was his appearance. Tad adbhutam balam ambujekshanam chaturubhujam sankh gada yudhayudham srivatsalaksham galaso vikostubham pitambaram sandrapayodasavagam. So this 4 sloka is varananam, the beauty of the Lord is described. And then strotram, the prayer by Devaki and prayer by Vasudev. There are 18 sloka. 10 sloka Vasudev prayed to the Supreme Lord in 10 sloka, and Devaki prayed in 8 sloka. And then santanam, the Lord specified Devaki and Vasudev in 14 sloka. And then gamanam, then Lord told, okay, let us go from here. Now time has come that we go from here to Gokul. That has been described in 8 sloka. So in this way, they are sadvidho bhagavan atra tritiya bhi nirupyate. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is full up with all six opulences, who appeared in Mathura, have been described, all his opulences have been described in six different sections. So now this sloka is the last sloka of Santanam. The Lord specified Devaki and Vasudev. Devaki, as soon as she saw the Lord, both were amazed, astonished to see the Lord. Devaki, being mother, she became afraid of seeing. She was so frightened of Kansa that she became afraid that Kansa will kill this boy also. although she could see that he is forearm, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is Sankha Chakra Gada Padma, still, after all, she was mother. She had lost her sixth child. She has seen six children being killed in front of her. So she was panicked. And she asked the Lord, Upsanghara Vishwatma Adorupam Alaukikam Sankha Chakra Gada Padma Sri Ajastam Chaturbhujam. She said, Upsanghara, O my dear Lord, please withdraw this Rupam Alaukikam, this unseen Rup or unnatural. Prabhupada writes unnatural in the world. We have seen a child born with two hands, a small boy. We have not seen a child born with four hands, also decorated very nicely with all the weapons. Of course, if nowadays if a child is born like that, we'll call all the media. Anutama Prabhu is here, no? Our communication man. We'll call all the media. TV, newspaper, come on. And they feel people will come to see. But look at Mother Devaki. She thought, are everybody laugh at me that I got this kind of child. She was not very happy. She was unhappy. And she was frightened that Kamsa will kill. Although Sukadeva Goswami said, Rupam Alaukikam, this was not ordinary form. But after all, she was mother. If anybody who is tortured too much, even a small incident which reminds somewhere like that, we become frightened. Once born, twice shy, that kind of thing. Once Akbar, emperor, once upon a time, emperor in India, he saw a nice cat. So he liked that cat and he got that cat. He called all his minister. He said, Hoso, what do you think about this cat? Everybody said, oh my lord, this cat is very nice. So Akbar said, all right, everybody should take a cat and take care of the cat. And after 1 month or after 1 week, you will see who is taking care of the cat nicely. And anyone whose cat is very healthy will be rewarded. So one cat were given to all the minister. That way Birbal also got one cat. Birbal thought this king has nothing to do. Simply he orders. He doesn't care what will happen. He didn't give any stipend or any money to take care of the cat. He simply said, all right, you know, you take care of the cat. So what Birbal did, first day only, he got boiling hot milk. And he brought the cat near the milk. So cat saw the milk, but you have boiling hot milk. So Birbal took the cat and put the mouth of the cat in the boiling hot milk. So the cat mouth was burned. And next day Birbal brought very cold milk. But as soon as she saw that milk, she ran away from there. She thought it is hot milk. She ran away from there. So after given date, everybody brought their cat. Everybody's cat was very, you know, healthy and happy. And Birbal's cat was very lean and thin. So Akbar thought, what happened? He asked Birbal, what happened, Birbal? He said, my dear Lord, you have made discrimination. You gave everybody a healthy cat, and you gave me a sick cat. He said, why? He said, my cat does not touch milk. As soon as you see milk, she runs away. Akbar said, it cannot be. Must be something. So Akbar got the milk. Now Birbal said, well, you can check it out. So Akbar got the milk. And cat, as soon as she saw the milk, she ran away from there. So you see, she doesn't drink milk. Then Akbar asked, Birbal, you are very clever. Tell me what happened. Tell the real story. Then Birbal told the real story what happened. He said, you don't care for us. I mean, we are your minister. When you gave a cat, we have enough money to maintain our wife and children and house. And you just gave one cat. Did you give any money or anything to maintain? How will you do that thing? So I was still in this story only for one thing, that how the cat, once she burned her mouth, she was so frightened. So Devaki, she has seen in front of her, 6 children were killed one after another. So she was frightened. Therefore, she asked the Lord, Upsangara, my dear Lord, withdraw this form. This was the last prayer of Devaki, and then Lord gave Santavana. Now, this is after Santavana, or after pacifying them, telling them who they were in previous life, how did the Lord come here, and so on and so forth. Now, Lord wanted to go. So, that time, actually, Sripad Jiva Goswami said that was the time that Krishna appeared to Mother Yashoda. The girl was Jogmaya, had come first, and then Krishna appeared. So he became two-armed here also, and he appeared there also, same timing. So now it was time for him to go from there. So this is the last instruction the Lord is giving after the prayer. And here it said, the way of going back home, back to Godhead. Yah ethe madgatim param. In this way, yah ethe, from this material world, you leave this material world, or madgatim param, you'll go back home, back to Godhead. Now, in first birth, when Devaki and Vasudeva were Sutapa and Krishna Garbha, that time the Lord appeared. They did not ask for liberation. Neither they asked for either any material benefit. But they wanted Lord to be their son. Devaki and Vasudev are eternally mother father of Krishna. So they wanted Krishna to be son so that they can serve him. And what is the result of serving Krishna? That is mentioned here, that you go back home, back to Godhead. So we all have this opportunity of serving Krishna. And in this way, we'll go back home, back to Godhead. But how to do this service? That is what Krishna has specifically said to Devaki and Vasudeva. You are, both of you, mom to me, putra bhavena, brahma bhavena, cha asakrita. Now this is very interesting. The putra bhavena and brahma bhavena. He said, you should consider me, you should remember me in two ways. Putra bhavena, like your son, and brahma bhavena. So many acharya has given commentary on these two parts of brahma bhavena and putra bhavena. And one of the example I like was just like a son. There is a son who is 6 months old or up to 5 years old. So mother father has one kind of relationship with that son. And same son becomes 20 years old. He also son, but relationship differs between mother father and son. When he is a small boy, that time there is more madhurya. And when he is grown up, 20 years, then there is aishwarya. So, Here, he says, Putra Bhavena Brahma Bhavena Chintayanto Krita Sneho. In both bhav, he said, the vastu or the thing is only one, and that is sneha or love and affection. That you should think of me, chintayanto, think of me constantly, asakrita, constantly think of me. How, what is the way of thinking? Sneha, with love and affection. Now, it has been described, Brahma Bhavena. First I will go on Brahma Bhavena. Sripad Jiva Goswami said, Brahma Bhave Kaivalya Bhavati Natu Matloka Prapti. In Brahma Bhav, one gets Kaivalya Mukti, Sajujya Mukti, not the, you know, supreme award of the Lord, back home, back to Godhead. Then Jiva Goswami clarified that what is that Brahma Bhav? The Lord has three way to know the Lord. Badanti tattat vidantattvam yajjnanam advayam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti sabdate. The object is one, that Supreme Personality of Godhead. Brahma can be understood by knowledge. So, they knew about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They knew the importance of the Lord. Mahatma Gyan Purvam Vastu Sudrina Sarvatodika. They had a lot of feeling for the Lord as Brahma Bhav. They knew their full knowledge of the Lord. Mahatmya means the importance, Jnanam means knowledge, Purva means before. Sudrinha Sarvato Adhika. They were fixed that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and they knew him in that way. And by saying Putra Bhavena, and that is to develop the love. Sneho bhakti iti prokta tatha mukti na cha anyatha. Without love, one cannot go back home, back to Godhead. So, he is saying Brahma Bhavena and Putra Bhavena. Brahma Bhavena, they knew about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who he is, and that's why they prayed so many sloka. Now, sir, it's enough. That's enough. Now, Putra Bhavena. And for Putra Bhavena, Sneho Bhakto, by love and affection. Chintayanto Krita Sneho. Chintayanto. Constantly think of me. How Krita Sneho, with love. And this way, one can go back home, back to Godhead. So, when we know about the Supreme Personality of Godhead through Vedic scriptures such as Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with love and affection, then these are the two ways to go back home, back to Godhead. And both things have been described here. And Prabhupada writes in purport about, you know, knowing about Brahma Bhav. How? By hearing from a bona fide source. And Prabhupada condemns so many people who are writing so many commentary without being devotee. So, one can understand Krishna as he is by unalloyed devotion. Bhaktya mama vijanati javan jas asmitatvataha. And for that, one require krita sneha, sneha. Others say, chintayanto, constantly think of me. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, for us, man mana bhava. Same way, chintayanto. Means, so far, they were not that they were not thinking about the Lord, they were thinking about the Lord, but they were thinking about the Lord as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And now the new twist has come, and that is Putra Bhavena. You have to think as son. So when Krishna and Balaram, they were away for 11 years. Why only 11 years? That one of the acharyas said 11 years because you have 11 senses. 10 senses and one mind, 11 senses. So Lord wanted Devaki and Vasudev to get their senses purified. That's why he stayed away for 11 years, and after 11 years he came to Mathura. So here every year, every moment, Devaki and Vasudev, they were thinking about Krishna and Balaram. What they must be doing now? They must be 1 year old, they must be 2 year old, 3 year. So all 11 years they were constantly thinking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And when all their senses were purified, then Lord decided to come to be their son. So to summarize this verse, just knowing Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not enough. But serving Krishna with love and devotion is required. Knowledge about Krishna and service attitude, these two things are there, and that service had to be sneho, with love and affection, and this way we'll go back home, back to Godhead. And these both things are available in ISKCON movement. So we are so fortunate that we have knowledge about Supreme Personality of Godhead. We know who is Krishna. At least anybody who joins ISKCON, they don't have any confusion. At least we know who is Krishna, who is Narayan, who is Vishnu, who is Shiva, who is Durga. Outside, all are same. Everybody is same. But at least ISKCON devotee, even a small child, who is Krishna? Supreme Personality of Godhead. So knowledge is one thing which we get. And then for sneha or for developing a love, we have service. By service, we develop love. Prabhupada said somebody is serving God and somebody serving dog. Everybody is serving. By service, we develop love, either for God or for dog, either way. So we have knowledge, all Srila Prabhupada's books are there, and we have service. So everybody must be engaged minimum 8 hours a day. Not that somebody had to ask you to be engaged. If you want to love Krishna, if you want to develop the love for Krishna, we have to be engaged. 8 hours minimum. If you can do more, that's much better. Any service you do, whether clean temple, distribute books, any service in Krishna consciousness movement are transcendental. But we must be engaged. And this way we will get love of Krishna. So two things, the knowledge about Krishna and love of Krishna. Obtain a service of Krishna. If you do this thing, then this is the way to go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any question? Comment? First comment, then question. Yes, Mataji. All right, both of you decide who will speak. Ask first. Anybody else has a question? The lady giving always some argument, anyway. Between Radha Kund and other Mataji. Give the mic backside. Anutama Prabhu, any comment? Mother Lakshmi, any comment? You're okay? Health is all right?
Thank you very much for the class, Prabhuji. It was so nice. Just like you were saying that Devaki was worried and she was frightened because all her sons were being killed. So we're really worried about ISKCON. So many changes are happening, and we're really worried that after some time we'll have a whole different ISKCON. Like, for instance, Rameshwar, he tried one time to ask Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, we want to change one picture in the Krishna book, the Ras Lila. And he said that Srila Prabhupada became so angry He was growling, he was screaming at him, he became like Nrisimhadev. He wanted to change one picture. He was yelling at him, "What authority do you have? Who do you think you are? You want to change something that I have started? Everything that I have done is eternal. You cannot stop it. Where is your authority? Where is your authority?" And he just kept screaming at me, and he said, "Okay, go. Get out of here." So where is our authority to change anything in ISKCON? Whatever Prabhupada started, do we have any authority?
What is your question? I didn't get the question.
My question is, can we change anything in ISKCON? Like when Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, no women were giving class. When Prabhupada was here, he didn't have women giving class.
I think we should follow. We should not change. We should follow what Prabhupada has given. But according to time, place and circumstances, things can be adjusted. Such as, in summer season, we don't put sweater or blanket or chadar. But winter season, we change. So sometime change according to time, place and circumstances is required. Prabhupada himself changed many things according to time, place and circumstances. Many things he changed. Just like in Vedic culture, women were always protected. He changed, he started Brahmacharani Ashram. They were never heard. You know, he gave initiation, Brahmin initiation. That is all according to time, place and circumstances. Prabhupada changed. And that's why Prabhupada is Prabhupada. You know, that's why people, they follow Prabhupada, because he changed many things according to time, place and circumstances. If we just like me, I was a young boy, you have seen me from the childhood. In Kirtan, I have to jump to touch that ceiling. But now if I jump, I'll break my knee. Don't I have to change now? I have to change according to time, place. What can we do? The time is changing. And to be relevant in this time, sometime change required. But we should not change the principle. Principle is to make anybody and everybody Krishna conscious. Make them Krishna. If somebody can take Krishna this way, I am sure you are mother of many children. When your children were sick, many times you wanted to give medicine to them. And in medicine was bitter, you're using honey. The goal why to give medicine, not the honey. But just by taking honey, they become take the medicine. What is wrong? So anyway, I don't want to get into controversy on this thing. But yes, if they are senior devotee, they feel like, and they think they are taking the risk. If they think that this will help in better way, ISKCON, I think we should follow and we should assist them. But we have our independence, and we have freedom of speech, and we should tell them that if you are not convinced of this thing, no, we are not perfect. We may have imperfection, and if then some logical thing is there, again the goal is very clear. Goal is that we want to preach. We want everyone to become Krishna conscious, and if change can make the change in the world. Nothing like that. And if not changing can make difference, nothing like that. So goal is to preach Krishna consciousness. That's what I can say.
Like just for instance, every Friday the ladies give class. But on Friday, there's no brahmacharis coming to the class. So maybe a solution would be that the women could have a women's class and the men could have a men's class. That's in New York. Jadarani used to give class upstairs to the ladies, and the men had the men class downstairs.
That is the Vedic culture. Like a whole Gopal Champu, if you read Gopal Champu, then there were classes for the ladies. Madhukanta, I think Kanta, they used to speak for the ladies separately and for men separately. Even whole Jagannath Leela, if you see, when Rohini came from Vrindavan, you know, Subhadra was kept outside, right? to make sure no man enters that. So lady has their privacy, that's by the culture. So, what is wrong? Nothing wrong in that. But we are preaching movement that we should not, that spirit should not go away. Yes.
Hare Krishna Prabhu. I wonder, you mentioned something about the different parts in the 10th canto, 28 chapters, like tamasic, rajasic, and then sattvic. Where is the reference for this?
This is Sri Pada Vallabhacharya. He gave in her Subodhani Tika that this, he divided whole Srimad Bhagavatam. And 10th canto of Bhagavatam he divided in Janma Prakaran. There are 5 different sections. One is Janma or birth appearance of Krishna. That is 4th chapter. And then Tamasik Prakaran start from Putana. Putana was in mood of ignorance. See Tamasik. So killing of all the Rakshasa is Tamasik. And then when he came to Mathura, he killed all the kings. They were in mood of passion, Rajasi. And then so as in Mathura, as well as in Dwarika, he killed some demon like Dantavakra and others, Sisupal, in Hastinapur. So they were Hastinapur, Mathura and Dwarika. This is the Leela of Krishna in Rajasic Prakaran. Rajasic. And then Sattvic Prakaran, when he talking to Vasudev about this whole, Udhav Gita and all those things comes under that. And then Guna Prakaran, when Krishna is living, he spoke to Udhava, little bit, and up to Sudama Chaitra. So that comes under Guru Prakaran. Any other question? 9 o'clock, 5 minutes more. Yes. Give the mic.
Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, thank you for the very nice class. My question is that, like here it is said, a devotee should always think of the Lord and then they can go back to Godhead in whatever mood. So my question is, our acharyas, when they think or meditate on the Lord, do they think of themselves only as servant, or they think of themselves in the particular rasa based on their swarupa? In what way do they think or meditate on the Lord?
Think of the Lord the way your guru has told you. Don't think too much of thinking of the Lord. Simple thing, chant and be happy. Chant Hare Krishna. And then you will see when we get purified, then our sarupa will reveal which rasa you are. Right now we don't know which rasa we are. You may be thinking from now that you are in dasya rasa, you are in sakya rasa, and you may be in vasala rasa. You'll get cheated later on. So better not think. Just go on eating, and the time will come and say, okay, now I am full, no more. Don't need to do measurement. Same way, go on chanting, go on serving. And then, when our consciousness is purified, our senses are purified, when we become really good Swami, and then our sarupa will be revealed. We don't need to think too much now. Chintan comes after Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. First, hear, chant, then automatically. Devaki and Vasudev were here. They were already established. They had Gyan. Yes, any other question? Thank you. Sorry, Madhurada Kun, if I cannot answer your question. Not from here, but I can talk to you privately. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Granthasrama Bhagavatam ki jai.